Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of Maverick by Kiss Daniel. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Loading! Maverick by Kiss Daniel was released July 28th, 2023 under Flyboy Inc. and Empire. It has 20 tracks, which represents 53 minutes and 49 seconds of runtime, 13 collaborations, and multiple producer placements that include Johnny Drill, DJ Kool Blon, Phil Keys, Blaze Beats, Reward Beats, Rock Legion, Willis, AZ, Mr. Soul, Juon Mix, Spark, DSO, Christopher. That is a great selection of variety in the production placements. And of course, with the collaborations too. And there's some big ones. One thing you have to do before even listening to the Maverick album is to check out the official album trailer, which is on Kiss Daniel's YouTube channel, and you can also get it on his Instagram, I believe. Basically setting the scene for you. There's this box on the floor holding vinyls of all Kiss Daniel projects, starting with New Era, his debut, No Bad Songs, King of Love, Barnabas the EP, and then Maverick is pulled out to signify that it's next on the list. And that was a way of just saying, hey, the album is ready. The album is ready. Now, there's something super interesting outside of the context of this, because after Maverick is pulled out, there are still some vinyls left signifying that these are projects to come that are already set. And I thought that was such a clever way of giving hints as to what he's going to be working on, or what he's already worked on and he's just waiting to release after Maverick. Come on. From a pure marketing standpoint, this is genius, and it's just the next level of doing things. And I'm so glad that he did it this way, because I think we're in an exciting era for Nigerian artists in particular, where rollouts are just crazy at the moment. Burna Boy did some madness with his last album and the one before that. And here we are, Kiss Daniel, just doing something super classy. Love it. So in that reveal, it actually shows that after Maverick, there's a project called Color of Happiness, probably, because I can't see the rest of the words. It actually just says Color of Hap. So, and I think that was intentional anyway, but such a cool way to reveal it. And just before the person taking out the vinyl puts it on the table to take out the actual vinyl and to play it, there's also another vinyl cover there which says Afro Classic, which suggests that maybe it's the next EP or something like that. But that again was the coolest reveal I have seen. It's so simple, but it also shows us how far or how much artists at this level of music and of this caliber plan ahead. They probably already know the next 2 to 3 years of releases. That's also the level of work that they put in. Sometimes when you see these artists are quiet for like 6 months and you're like, what's happening? They're probably in the studio recording songs upon songs upon songs. And even I think Adekunle Gold was talking about for his latest album, which is Tequila Ever After, and I'm going to review that too. He basically says, look, I had like 40 or 50 songs and then I cut them down to like less than 20 or something to give you the best of the best. And this tells you how much music these artists record. But as for the reveal, Kiss Daniel smashed it, knocked it out of the park. Well done. As I started to listen to Maverick, the title track, the opening track, Red and Green, really sounds intro-esque, But there's something more interesting to that, because again, it's one of those like super personal songs, where he touches on a lot of topics, like, you know what, whatever he does with the money and everything else, he does not forget, you know, to read his Bible, to pray, because he is centered in God, among other things. And there's a movie-like, score-like feel to this particular intro, which I could call a song, really. I think there's a case to call it a song, but it is very intro-esque. And it's so cinematic when you listen to it. It gives you this feeling like, ooh, I'm ready to find out what's up with this album. Like, what's next? And he really sets the scene for you to be like, yeah, I do want to listen to this. And that's always a great way to start an album, because it almost like whets your appetite. And the one thing you want to do is to just keep going and keep listening. And then when you hop over to track 2, which is My G, you know how Kanye West uses gospel choirs to really carry some of his songs. And he did that, fairly recently in his, I think the Donda Project and the one before that. The name escapes me. But really utilizing that feel, that connection to blackness, as it were. And this is exactly what Kiss Daniel does on My G, and it leaves you with goosebumps, like, whew, okay, right, I get what you're doing here. And this is before the song actually like really gets into the song. And that's how he really connects the track 1 intro and track 2 to give you this flow of a journey. And it really feels like you are immersed within the music in itself. Another song on Maverick that utilizes a similar formula with this gospel choir within it is Farrah New 2 with Jaleel and Jelani. So that track too, like, whoa, man. The vocals, the goosebumps, you feel it from start to finish. For a 20-track album, what's nice is they are songs that you will know. And these are songs that have been released prior, and some of them are huge hits. For example, Booga Bruh. That song is huge, has been huge, and will continue to be huge. And then obviously, Kof Odo. Both versions, the original version and the one with Becky G, they're on this album, which incidentally, at the time of, at the time of recording this, both songs are sort of, I don't know if they're using the same ISRC code or whatever, it just doesn't make sense to me, but they have the exact number of streams on Spotify at the time of recording this, which is 48,681,634, which, I don't know what happened there, just from a noticing standpoint, that was something that was interesting, like two different songs per se having the exact same number of streams. But I'm not going to dig into that. Maybe I'll dig into that on my YouTube channel, which you should subscribe, by the way. But where was I? So there's songs that you'll know. Other songs you know are Rich Till I Die and also Shuperu. Oh, this one's been hot recently. And Flex as well. So there are quite a number of songs that you will know and you will sing to. Now, I'm going to be honest, when I saw 20 tracks, I was kind of like, Kiss Daniel, 20 tracks, that's a lot, bro, you know? But once I started really listening to the album and going through song by song by song, I realized, like, this guy, Aish, no wonder why he's got a project called No Bad Songs, because he's got no bad songs. There are some standout songs which I think are going to do really, really nicely. But if I'm going to be fair, I favorited, out of all the 20 songs, I favorited about 17. That's a lot of songs, man. That is a lot of songs. And the other songs that I didn't favorite, it's just, maybe I'm not feeling it for my own personal taste. But other people are going to listen to these songs and be like, you know what? These are fire. In that regard, any one of these songs could really become something. Like, it's going to be tough for Kiss Daniel and his team to pick a single just based off of how good the 20 songs, even the ones released, are off of this album. The one song for me which is my favorite and which I think should be the next single, and you know, I'm gonna put my money on it, is Complicated with Jamiel, Nomcebo Sigode, and Notes. The vibe on that song, guys. Yo, there is a vibe in the heart. The other song which could do some damage is Show You Off with Prime. Yeah, it's got the right tempo, the right feel, and anything can happen with that one. To be fair, there's other songs, honestly, which could go in any direction. So, Easy to Love with Chike, that's a dope song as well. Ibeta, that one. Look, this album is too good. It's too good. And he's really showing himself as probably a top five artist in Nigeria, just in terms of just making music, like quality music. For me, Kiss Daniel is right up there. Actually, I had a discussion, I can't remember who with, but I had a discussion about me thinking that Kiss Daniel is probably the most underrated top act in Nigeria in terms of just pure making good music and making hits. Like, this guy does not miss. He does not miss, and he doesn't make any bad songs. He's got this hit making formula which is very hard to replicate and very hard to just do in itself. And I feel like maybe he should be bigger as an artist, and probably Burna Boy levels, if I'm gonna be honest. I really think he's got that thing. It's just that maybe, you know, to really be at that level, it's not an easy thing to be. He's already very successful, super successful, and tours all around the world, and that's awesome. But this guy deserves his flowers, man. He's good. Now, without making this review way too long, how do I rate Maverick by Kiss Daniel? For me, this album is a solid 9 out of 10. Like, it's as close to perfection as you're gonna get, especially at this level. For 20 tracks, he did even more amazing work than I thought. Like, come on, it's a good mix of hits, sing-alongs, and potential hits and everything else. I highly recommend you listen to Maverick by Kiss Daniel. It's one of the best Afrobeats albums to come out this year and in recent times. Like, he's really done a lot of work and a lot of good work, which is phenomenal. I don't know how long Kiss Daniel can keep this up, to be honest, because Barabbas was a no skips. Maverick is a no skips. He just keeps showing us that he deserves to be one of Africa's premier artists, without a doubt. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omotosano of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.